It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, how are you? Here we go. Starting a week off. Got a little NBA, a little NHL. We've got talking about the Kings. What are they going to do? You going to go after Brandon Ingram of the Pelicans? What are you going to do? I talked about this earlier on my rant. You know, Brandon Ingram's only played 70 or more games once in his career. Think about that for a minute. Guy's hurt all the time. I like his game, but, you know, I don't see it. All right, fire away with your questions. Glad to have you with us here on this format. Again, we've got the Pacers and the Knicks. That series is underway at the Garden, 24-17, New York with the early lead, Minnesota and Denver. Ryan and, we were doing a show a couple days ago, Ryan in Sacktown, and I talked about this, and I wanted to get your take. When you look at Minnesota and Anthony Edwards, who has developed into a true superstar, when you see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of Oklahoma City, a true superstar, and you try to look at Sacramento, they don't have a player of that caliber, right? They don't have an Anthony Edwards on their team. They don't have a SGA on their team. Yeah, Fox is good, but he's not those guys, okay? Sabonis is good, but he's not those guys. And those are difference makers. Like, those are guys that can just take a team, put them on their back, and go. And I'm just, you know, we don't even have to mention other teams. You know, San Antonio with Wembanyama, a unanimous rookie of the year. You got to figure they're going to be right there knocking on the door very soon. We saw what Houston did this year, right? Maybe the Clippers have one more year left in them where they can be relevant. The Warriors, to me, no. The Lakers, to me, probably not. Memphis is going to be good next year because look at all the injuries they had. So you got to factor them into the equation. I think the Jazz with Danny Ainge and all their draft capital are going to be good in the near future. I mean, you know, Dallas looks like they have found themselves. Who are the Kings better than? You know, if you do not go out and make some big time moves, how are you going to be relevant? By relevant, I'm talking about a legitimate chance in the Western Conference. All right. Hey, if you want to call the show, we would love to have you on. All right. You can just do what you always do. All right. I got the code right up there in the corner of the screen. So use that. You can call the show. Love to have you. And we can talk about a variety of topics, all right? Is Caitlin Clark the next face of basketball? Women's basketball, yeah. Men's basketball, duh, no. Condog, how are you today, sir?
Doing good. I was just on with Ryan earlier, and then good. I ate some rigatoni, so now I'm back here.
Good.
So good. My question for you is, when do you think that the MVP race is just going to be between Edwards and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Because I think that's probably like the next year or so.
I would include Luka in there. I think he's always going to be in the mix if he's healthy. So, yeah, I mean, those right now are, I also think Jalen Brunson, with the way he's been playing, is in that category. I really do. So those are some of the players. You know, I wouldn't just rule it. I wouldn't just say SGA and Edwards. I wouldn't rule out Brunson. He plays in New York. He's always going to get a lot of attention if he has the type of year that he had this year in the future. Luka is Luka. So, I mean, I think those are four of the guys.
Yeah, that's a lot of great guards.
And Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, Jokic. Yeah, a lot of great guards, young guards in this league right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's to the point, you know, again, where you say, you know, Fox isn't on, like, Fox is a good player, but he's not there yet. And that just shows you the depth of the guard position in this league right now.
Yes, because if you're going to be objective about this, you would not take De'Aaron Fox over the three players or the four players we just mentioned.
I love Fox, but no. Yeah, there's no way I could just justify it over, especially from this season. There's no way I could, because these guys led their teams to the playoffs, and Fox, well, went to the play-in, but not the playoffs.
Somebody, John, wanted to know if I mentioned Donovan Mitchell. I did not mention Mitchell. I think Mitchell is a whisker underneath the guys that I just mentioned. I like Donovan Mitchell. I do, but I'm going to put Mitchell right below the players that I just mentioned. What do you think about that, Condog?
Yeah. I think he's all-star, but he's not going to be at that superstar level. I don't see it from him. I don't, the way I see it in Anthony Edwards and Shea, Luka, Brunson, I don't see him impacting the game as much as those guys. It's just the little things right there.
Okay, so does Sacramento need to shake it up and roll the dice and make a big move similar to the type of move that they made 2 years ago when they acquired Sabonis to be able to keep up with these teams in the West? And my opinion is, yes, they do. I think they do.
Yeah, I mean, if your goal is to win within the next year or two, you have to. If your goal is to win, you know, when Keegan Murray's in his 10th season, then no, you don't have to. But
yeah, but your goal, you won't have Fox then. You won't have
Sabonis and Fox will be probably maybe retiring or on the verge of retiring at that point.
No team looks 10 years ahead. Yeah. Most teams have a 3-year window that they're looking at, and they try to, you know, do everything they need to do within that 3-year
window. That's exactly why we hired Mike Brown for 3 years. It was a 3-year job. It's a 3-year gap, you know, and I mean, best so far, you know, it's the best 2 years in Kings history for the last 16 years. So not bad, but we did take a down step this year.
Yep.
And, you know, free throws were issue. Just boneheaded late game mismanagement with the turnovers and sloppy play, not coming out energized in the third quarter.
Yep.
You know, just the whole list of just mental mistakes that should be corrected when, you know, when you're the best players that have been playing basketball for, you know, 20 Amen. Something years of their lives.
Yep. Thank you, Condog. Have a good rest of your day.
Good night, Grant.
Thank you, buddy. All right. If you want to call the show, you got the code right up there in the corner of the screen. I just think the Kings are one of those teams right now that everyone knows is good, but everyone knows they're not capable of winning more than a playoff series, if that, and certainly not capable of going deep into the playoffs. Everyone knows that, and it's true. It just is. And when you see the emergence of an Anthony Edwards, not that he just came onto the scene this year, but I think we know that he's elevated into that rarefied air now. And you look at SGA, and you look at the other young players that Oklahoma City has and their draft picks and the other teams that I just mentioned. I think if you're Monty McNair, you got to do something here, you know? What do I think about Luka and the Kyrie duo? Listen, I know they won a playoff series, and that's great, but you know, let's see what they do here against OKC. We'll see. All right, you got Minnesota and Denver coming up after this Indiana-New York game. How about Minnesota going in there and winning game one? And again, Anthony Edwards, you know, Mr. Special. Mr. Freaking Special. Speaking of special, here's a guy that is not special, and that's Patrick Beverly. And I don't know what's wrong with our society. I really don't. I don't know why our sports networks feel that the Patrick Beverleys of the world should get an opportunity to be on national television. Like, why would you want Beverly representing your sports network when you have so much and so many other choices? Why would you want that guy? I don't get it. He's everything that's wrong with professional sports. Why would you want him on ESPN? Like, explain that to me, would you please? What does he bring to the network that you can't get from somebody that has a clean-looking resume, who doesn't do stupid things, who doesn't embarrass himself and the organization that he plays for? Like, why? Why would you want that? You know? All right. Here's a question. Likelihood the A's stay in Sacramento, seeing trouble in their Las Vegas ballpark coming along. I think the chances are zero that they stay in Sacramento. I don't think there's any way in the world that Major League Baseball is going to have a franchise in Sacramento. First of all, they don't have a stadium. Have you seen that? You see a Major League stadium anywhere in Sacramento? That's number one. Who's going to build it? That's number two. Third, you don't have enough sponsorship money, all right? You don't have enough money. The fans are the least of the problem. I've said this for over 30 years. I've been saying this. Fans are not the issue. It's not about putting fans in the seats. That's not the issue. That's not where you make your money, okay? You make your money with radio and TV, small market. Not going to make a lot. You make your money in baseball with sponsorships, suites. First of all, you don't even have a stadium. So personally, I don't think there's any chance. And I've been saying that since 1987 when I came to Sacramento for the first time and had the March on Baseball that Greg Lucumbo put together. So, you know, you think Sacramento is going to be able to support the Kings and Major League Baseball? Really? Come on. Wake up. Please. You know? Since I have a relationship with a lot of MLB umpires, what do you think about the Boone and Judge ejections recently? I didn't hear what Aaron Judge said. I wasn't on the field. I think it was a quick hook. I think they made a mistake when they threw out Aaron Boone last week. Listen, Boone's a pain in the ass to the umpires. Okay, he just is. And the umpires don't like Boone, but that doesn't mean they're going to throw him out for no reason. But that was a mistake last week. It was a mistake. I thought Judge got a quick hook. I thought that was a quick hook. You know, Aaron Judge is beloved by the umpires. They love him. He's respectful. You know, he gets it. All the umpires, all of them, love Aaron Judge because of how respectful that he is. So we'll see. All right. Does another team offer Malik more than Sacramento? 4 for 78 seems very fair for Malik. It's fair in your eyes, but, you know, if another team comes and offers him $10 million more like Orlando, he's leaving to go to Orlando. You know, I personally think there's more of a chance that Monk is gone than he stays. And if Malik Monk leaves, you don't become a better team. Who are you going to add that's available right now that's going to be better than Monk was for you? I think he's gone. That's my opinion. I think he's gone. And, you know, I could see Orlando. There's a lot of rumors about Orlando wanting Malik Monk. You know, they just got eliminated from the playoffs in 7 games. They're an up-and-coming team. They're in the East. And, you know, Malik is a golf addict. He can golf year-round in Orlando. There's a lot to like if you're Malik Monk in Orlando. No taxes, no state tax. I mean, think about this. The difference between California, trust me, I know I live in Florida. The difference is night and freaking day. All right? Night and day. Night and day. I mean, why do you think so many people are moving to Florida? And why do you think so many people are moving out of California? You know, hello. Just the way it is, you know? All right. You know what, Sea Dog? What's the entire week-long break between games for the Oilers? I don't know. I don't understand it. I really don't. What do I think about Monk in Miami? I don't think they have the money, John, right now. Could they do a trade? Possibly. I think Orlando is more likely. All right? That's what I think. So, anybody want to talk to me about James Harden again? What did I say? I was doing a show on Listen App and Waggus called because Harden had just had a big game. I go, John, excuse me. I said, Waggus, wait till there's the big game coming up. What happened? Pivotal game five. He couldn't put the ball in the ocean and had 7 points. Followed it up with a bad game six. Hello. You know? So, I'm telling you, I don't want him on my team, you know? Do I think Sabonis will get a spot on the All-NBA team? I don't. I think he's going to get screwed. I think the fact that the Kings did not make the playoffs and he wasn't an All-Star, he clearly should be on the third team at the worst. But, no, I don't think he will. They're very unfortunate, you know? It is. But I don't think it's going to happen. All right, Pacers and Knicks in a close game. Second quarter, 33-32. Again, Minnesota and Denver. You got Boston and Florida. That's going to be a hell of a series. They're underway in the first period. It is scoreless. That was a great game the other night. Boston and Toronto in game seven overtime. Incredible. Nothing better than that. I've been watching hockey every night. You know, I watched the game last night. I was very sad to see Vegas lose. They had their opportunities. You know, they had their opportunities. So you'll have a new Stanley Cup champion this year. But game sevens, they're great. I thought the game seven, though, with Boston and Toronto was an absolute classic, a dandy. I thought the crowd in Dallas is terrible. Wake up, would you please? I mean, I couldn't believe I was watching a game seven in there. I mean, the place was quiet. It was like, really? That's a hockey crowd? Stop it, would you please? Come on. I was very surprised. Very surprised. All right, glad to have you with us. And don't forget to subscribe if you have not already done so. That way you will know whenever I'm doing a show, Ryan's doing a show, you'll always be aware and you won't miss a thing. Speaking of not missing a thing, I want to tell you about Bennett's with three restaurants in the Sacramento area. And they have their happy hour. All right. It's the value priced sips and taste daily from 2 to 6. All right. And if you're looking for a great place to go after work or whatever the case may be, look no further than Bennett, Sacramento, Roseville, and the Westside Grill in Rockland. They have amazing value price sips and taste. That's from 2 to 6. You can enjoy their signature cocktails and wines by the glass at unbeatable prices with all options priced under $14, many priced from $6. And it's not just the drinks that are a deal during their happy hour. They have a variety of share plates and classic comfort foods. So just get to Bennett's. Go to bennettsrestaurants.com for more information. How about the glazed ribs? That's one of my favorites when I go there. They've got all kinds of offers for you. Go check it out. A lot of choices. Great ambiance. That's Bennett's. bennettsrestaurants.com. Get down there and check out their happy hour. All right. Pacers and Knicks. I think this is going to be a hell of a series. Currently, it is a 3-point game. Patrick says the Knicks are getting outscored by the Indy bench right now. OG keeping them in the game. You know, the Knicks don't really have a bench, Patrick. You know, they went with a seven-man rotation throughout the entire series for the most part when they beat Philadelphia. You know, Tom Thibodeau, you know, because of their injuries that the Knicks have had, they've had a short bench. And it has gone with eight tonight, all right? They have gone with eight players so far in the game. But I don't see him going any more than that. You know? Great question by Sea Dog. I know that Joel Embiid was coming off an injury, but could they never get it done in the playoffs? Sure looks that way. You know, it sure looks that way. And you really can't count on Embiid because the guy's never seems to be right. And by right, I mean like where he's really healthy. So, yeah, I don't think so. Listen, everyone in the East is chasing Boston this year. But when Giannis Antetokounmpo got hurt, that changed everything around. All right? It changed everything around. Boston is clearly the team to beat. But they've had good teams in the past and have not gotten it done. There is no excuse this year, you know? Just the way it is. I mean, injuries have been plentiful in the NBA playoffs this year. John's funny. The Knicks would definitely win the seventh man award. Yes, they would. You know? Yes, they would. Very well said, John. John, you come up with a clever one every now and then. Every now and then, John. I don't want to give you too much credit. You know? Absolutely. Condog says, get rid of Harden, Butler, Doc, Simmons, and Fultz. Well, you know how I feel about James Harden. If I'm a general manager, you can give him to me for free, and I'm not taking him. That's right. You can just say, I'm throwing James Harden in, and we'll pay his whole salary. You can have him for free. I'm still not taking him. I'm not taking him for no money. All right? All right. Connor wants to know, when will Sacramento get the necessary hotel rooms to get the All-Star game? Never. Why would you go to downtown Sacramento, Connor? Who the hell wants to go to downtown Sacramento? You can have the Four Seasons. You can build the Ritz-Carlton. Who's going to downtown Sacramento? Nobody's going to downtown Sacramento. You want to go to downtown Sacramento? What are you going to do? Are you going to stay there so you can get your car and drive to Tahoe or go to Napa? That's why you're going to downtown Sacramento. I mean, if you're really going to visit downtown Sacramento and you're going to stay in one of the nice hotels that they don't have, well, they have a few, you're going to go and use it as a base to go to Tahoe and to go to Napa. You're not doing it. What's there to do in downtown Sacramento? Nobody wants to go to downtown Sacramento. How are you going to build beautiful hotels in an awful, terrible downtown? Who the hell wants to go to downtown Sacramento? It's awful. It's awful. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, Doko's nice. They did a great job with Doko. I give them a lot of credit. But outside of that little two-block radius, you're not going to downtown Sacramento. I mean, let's be honest for a minute, okay? I don't know where you live. I lived in El Dorado Hills and Folsom for most of my time in Sacramento. I lived in Elk Grove. I lived in Natomas early on in my career. I lived in different areas, but my kids grew up in El Dorado Hills.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Stress. We all have it to a degree, big, small, but I think you can agree we all carry around different stressors. Most of you know what I've gone through the last 4 years, complete career change, moving across the country, filing a lawsuit, being in the news often, dealing with all of that, trust me, has not been easy. And if you keep things bottled up, it can really have a negative impact on your life. Therapy is a safe space. You get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills. You can set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And you know what, folks? It's not just for those who have experienced major trauma. Hey, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online, it's easy, convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grant today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grant.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm trying to think if I ever said to my wife, hey, you want to go to downtown Sacramento and go out to eat? Maybe a special occasion at Morton's to celebrate a birthday or something. I do remember doing that. I can count them on my one hand how many times I said, hey, let's go to downtown Sacramento. And especially now, I would never say that if I lived still in El Dorado Hills. I'm not going to, no way. It's terrible. And if you don't think that downtown Sacramento is terrible, then you're looking at a different downtown than I am. I was just there recently. And driving around, I'm like, who in their right mind would come down here? It's terrible. And by the way, you know, there are a lot of cities in America that you can say that about. And I don't want to get off on a crazy political tangent here, okay? But, you know, I've been splitting time between Florida and Thailand, right? When I go to Thailand, my wife told me the same thing. Don't feel unsafe, okay? There are no guns, and I'm not anti-gun. I'm not like, hey, whatever. Every single one of my friends owns firearms. Okay, they're responsible gun owners. They go to classes. That's I don't care. You do what you want. You got a better chance of getting run over by a tuk-tuk crossing the street in Thailand than you have of being a victim of crime, being shot. There's no shoplifting. Like, you know, you don't see people go into stores when I'm over there and steal stuff. Like, never. Never. You don't see people yelling at each other on the street. Never. You don't see, like, there's no wokeness over there, okay? They don't care whether you're black, white, gay, transgender. They don't give a damn. They don't care. You know why? They're happy. They live their life. They work hard, okay? You know what it's like to be in an environment where there's very little crime, relatively speaking, no guns, no shoplifting. People are kind and nice. They don't judge you. There's no cancel culture. There's no wokeness. Oh, by the way, everything is dirt cheap. The food is great. The beaches are great. The transportation is great. I mean, the last time I was there, I went to a place called Wahin, because I got invited to play in a golf tournament. And I was staying in Bangkok. And it's about 3 hours from Hua Hin. Okay? Had a couple of options. I used a car service. Now think about this. 3 hours. Actually, it was 3 hours and 20 minutes. Picked up in a nice vehicle. Spacious, clean, nice. The cost for the private car service to go 3 hours and 20 minutes was $42. $42. Then I had to go to another city called Pattaya, 2 hours from Bangkok. I decided to take the bus that leaves from different locales in the city. I chose one near the hotel I was at. Buses leave every 30 minutes. Nice motor coach. $4. Four US dollars. So, you know, again, like, I'm just like, wow, it really can be done. I'm not talking about getting on a bus in America for that, but like, people can be nice. You don't have to go in and steal from everyone. There's law and order in Thailand. There's no law and order in America anymore. I mean, it's a joke. You want hotel rooms? You want beautiful hotels in downtown Sacramento? Why? Like, why? Anyone here on the stream that lives in downtown Sacramento? Is there anyone that's currently watching me that lives in the Sacramento suburbs that's thinking of moving to downtown Sacramento? Is there just one? Unbelievable. Hey, again, I'm just telling you the way it is, all right? I'm just telling you the way it is. If you're not going to an event at Golden One Center, are you going to downtown Sacramento? I'm not. All right, 42-40. The Pacers lead the Knicks. That's now 44-40. You figured this would be a relatively low-scoring first game. Halliburton only has 3 points in this game, which is very interesting that the Pacers lead 44-40. But as Patrick said, the Indiana bench is getting the job done. The Knicks bench only has 1 point. The Indiana bench has 14, 20, 23. So 23-1, the score in the bench. Pretty amazing, huh? Speaking of amazing, I think, hey, when you need plumbing repair, you have questions, you have to get some information, New Works Plumbing will be there for you. They've got a fix for you. You go to sacserviceplumbing.com or you can call the number on your screen. New Works Plumbing, again, they've got a fix for you. That's sacserviceplumbing.com or call the number on your screen. And remember, they are available around the clock 24/7. That's New Works Plumbing. They've got a fix for you. All right, let me get that beautiful graphic off the screen. Thank you very much, Mr. Napier. I'll be doing some shows still periodically with Ryan, so make sure that you subscribe. Also, would appreciate a thumbs up. Gobert has been ruled out for game two after the birth of their first child. So listen, I'm all for being with your wife, girlfriend, significant other for the birth of your child. Okay. I'm all for it. I have no issues with it. I was there for the birth of both of my kids and I am grateful that I did it. Okay. Grateful. But okay. Once the baby is born and you're there, okay? The baby was born this morning, right? Okay? Yeah, I don't want to sound insensitive here. I really don't. But if you were there for the birth of your child, and the mother is fine and the baby is fine, get your ass on a private plane and make the relatively short flight from Minneapolis to Denver. All right? It's the freaking NBA playoffs. Be there for your team. Okay? Be there for your team. You're flying right back after the game anyway. Like, you can't leave your wife or significant other for 8 hours after you were already there to experience the birth and everybody's fine, assuming that everybody's fine now. You know, if there's an issue, you're not leaving. You need to be there for your emotional support and everything else. But the baby's been born. You were there. All right? I'm sure that Rudy's wife or significant other has a tremendous group of people around her. You're going to be home anyway in a couple of hours. Get your ass on a chartered jet and go and be there for your team. I got a problem with that. I got a problem. You know? I don't understand this, but yeah, but what are you going to do when the child is born? You spend time with the baby like they did? Spend time with your wife, significant other? You share in the joy, make sure that everybody's good, and then you tell your wife, hey, listen, I'll be back tonight at midnight. Got a TV right in front of you. I'm going to win this game for you and our newborn. You walk out of the hotel at 4 o'clock. You pick up an hour. You land in Denver. Or whatever. And if you have to get a helicopter service to downtown to play in a game, that's what you do. That's what you do. Just telling you, that's what I would do. Assuming that wife and baby are good. But again, that's me. Would I be there for the birth of the child, even if it meant missing a game? Yeah, I would. I would be there. I would be there for the birth of the child. You know, listen, Scottie Scheffler was going to walk off the golf course in Augusta if his wife went into labor, even though he was winning the Masters. He was going to take off. He was gone. I get it. You know, that's important, you know? But guess what else is important? Being there for your teammates. That's important too. And again, you've already been there for the birth of your child. And if everyone's fine, get your ass on a private plane. You can't leave. You can't leave mom and baby for 8 hours. Really? Come on. Come on now. Please. All right. Keep the questions coming. Again, don't forget to subscribe. Give me a thumbs up. Checking in on that score. The Pacers now at the break lead the Knicks 55-49. I got to tell you, I don't think this is looking good for the Knicks with the fact that they are down by six. All right? Down by six. And Tyrese Halliburton only has 6 points. That would concern me a little bit if I'm a Knicks fan. That Jalen Brunson is really good, isn't he? 18 points in the first half. 18 points. Pretty good. Patrick saying that Hartenstein just hit a 50-footer. I don't have it on in front of me. I'm just going by the computer. But thank you for that update. Really appreciate that. Hey, I want to tell you about Sunrise Landing in Colusa. And if you go to ColusaSunrise.com, you can check out everything for yourself. All right. 6 models to choose from. No Melrose, no homeowners, close to Highway 45, Highway 20, right? Interstate 5. No Melrose, no homeowners, as I said. Sunrise Landing from Blazona Development. Just go to ColusaSunrise.com. That's ColusaSunrise.com. And check it out for yourself. That's Sunrise Landing in Colusa. All right. Remember, Rhino's got a show every day right here at 2 o'clock. Check it out. We will also be together. And we'll be getting you ready for the lottery, the NBA draft, Summer League, and everything else. All right? We're going to be doing a lot of stuff coming your way. All right, let's roll along and see if we can get to John. John, are you there?
I'm here, Grant. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you?
All right. I can hear you, but I can't see you, but I'm all right.
Good.
Man, a couple of things. Yeah, I was there for the birth of all my kids, but you know what? I went to work the next day. And for one of them, I didn't have to really, but for the two of them, I didn't really have to, but for one of them, I did. But that's because that's what I do. I go to work. Everything was fine with my kids, so yeah. I went to work. So that's kind of how it should be, in my opinion. Well, I hope nothing's wrong.
Everything's
I hope
changed.
Everything went okay.
Our society has changed now, and it's like you know, the pressure to be there is different now. I think that we accept things different. Listen, I'm all for being there for the birth of your child and not being at work or whatever. I'm all for that. I think you should be there for the birth of your child. I think that is one of the most special things. And I think you would agree. And I think all moms and dads Definitely. Would agree. That's one of the most special moments of someone's life. And you should never miss that. But after that, go back to work. That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And I don't want to have a big tangent about that because hey, it's to each his own. I'm not going to fault anybody for wanting to take a week off, or I'm not going to fault anybody for wanting to go to work instead because they know mom, you know, mom's got family and friends there. So, but that's just me. I went to work, you know. I got a couple other things. Hey, I liked what you were talking about. It's some of the elite guys. And I mentioned Donovan Mitchell, and you said he's just a shade below. Yeah, maybe. I think he's just right there, just right with him. But I know it's close, and that's also subjective without question. But, man, the week that he had in Game 6 and Game 7, you know, we've been talking about this guy for a few years, but, man, he absolutely poured it on, scoring 50 and 30, was it 39 or something.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and John, listen, you made a very good point by putting him in there. You might be right, and I may be wrong. Maybe he is in that category. But I'll tell you this. If I'm a team, I'd love to have Mitchell on my squad. I can tell you that.
Oh, man, me too. That guy, it seems to me, he is the greatest teammate you could possibly have. Yeah. You know, the interview after the game, he was asked about him and the stuff he did, and he talked about his coaches. He talked about his players. He didn't talk about what he did. He talked about what his team did. And, you know, just seeing a couple of his old teammates, man, I can't even recall who, from the Jazz, going up to him after the game and just giving him props and congrats. That guy would be an asset to absolutely any team, even if he didn't score. That guy, he's an absolute gamer is the thing. He never gives up. I just love to watch that guy play. And the more I see him interviewed, just like the interview yesterday, the more I see that, the more I like watching him play and the more respect I have for him.
I was at a Salt Lake City restaurant and I was getting some food to go. And I had made my order and I was sitting down and Mitchell walks into the restaurant to pick out to get an order that was to go as well. And we made eye contact and he goes, hey, how you doing? And I go, good. I said, hey, I just want to let you know, I really enjoy watching you work and, you know, what you bring to the game. He goes, hey, thank you. I really appreciate that. And then the next night I'm standing on the court with Jerry. They come out for their layup line and they're warming up right behind us. And he comes over to me and asked me how the food was. And I said, hey, I really liked it. He goes, yeah, I go there all the time. It's really good. And I said, hey, I really appreciate that. Have a great game. But think about how hot, I mean, you know, like, I don't know Donovan Mitchell, but that's how personable he was, you know?
Hey, when you were at the restaurant, did he know that was you, that you were in the NBA, or was he just being polite? Or do you even know the answer to that?
No, I think he realized that, you know, again, all these players watch.
He probably recognized
you. Yeah, all the NBA players watch the league pass. Maybe it took him a minute or two to kind of go, wow, how do I know this guy? And maybe I may have had a Sacramento Kings sweatshirt on. I don't remember. But, yeah, he I could tell he knew who I was.
He seemed like just a genuine individual, too, just the way he's polite and answers every question without demeaning anybody and without propping himself up any more than the rest of his team. He's great.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
John,
I'd love to have a dude like him on our team.
Yep.
Hey, another thing. Did you watch the horse race, the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. I couldn't believe the finish of that
finish
race.
Was unbelievable. Yeah. I have never seen a race so close, unless you watch NASCAR also. That was a close finish, too.
Yeah. Good stuff. Thank you, John.
Hey, Grant, have a great one, buddy. I'm going to unload, and I will talk to you later in the week. Hey, I'm glad you came on.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Keep it up
there from John. Don't forget, Ryan will have shows at 2:00. We'll be doing some other shows in the evening. So, again, make sure you subscribe. That way you'll know everything that is going on. Knicks and the Pacers at the break. It is 55-49 in favor of Indiana. Minnesota and Denver coming up. No Rudy Gobert. He is elected to stay in Minnesota, and he'll rejoin the team for Game 3. Appreciate your support, and make it a very good rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No.
purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.